Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, increasingly, digital technology is allowing us to remember loved ones in ways that some might find disturbing, others find extremely comforting. When the father of James Valhaus was diagnosed with a terminal illness, James set about recording an oral history of his father's life, which he now calls a dadbot. James is co-founder of a company called Hereafter AI, and he joins us now on News Talk. James, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Could you explain to us how exactly it works?
The whole process starts in a conventional way, which is having your life story recorded, either remotely or in person by an expert interviewer. And that's something people have been doing for a long time. Where Hereafter AI makes things different is we then take that audio, it's put into a artificial intelligence computer program, where then later, you know, imagine kids or grandkids or friends, whoever of the person who originally recorded the audio, they can pick up their phone, they can fire up a smart home device like Amazon Alexa, ask questions about their loved one's life, and hear the actual recorded answers in a simple conversation coming through the device.
So it's limited to the extent that there may be specific questions and specific answers.
To a degree, you know, you can ask a pretty broad range of questions about someone's life and, you know, sort of the standard things about, tell me about your childhood or what was your mother like? How did you decide what you wanted to do for a living? Tell me about falling in love, all these things. And if the audio is in there, if it's been recorded, if there's some kind of an answer, then you have a pretty good chance of hearing that.
So, and would it feel kind of like a conversation you're having with them?
You know, a very simple conversation. The way that it does feel like a conversation is, you know, you're not, once you're in Hereafter, you're not hearing sort of the Alexa voice or the Siri voice or anything like that. It is your loved one's voice and who is saying hello to you and goodbye to you and what do you want to talk about next, that's kind of running things, and you're having a back and forth. It is a simple back and forth. You're not talking in depth about what do you think about the prospects for the different coronavirus vaccines.
Yes.
It's not like that. But it is, you know, sort of a basic life story conversation.
And so for that to work, do you need a certain amount of raw audio that can then be used by the program?
Exactly. Yeah. And you can, you know, you can get started on a trial level, just recording an hour. People typically record at least 3 hours. That's where you start to really fill out like the different content areas of a person's life. And there's not really an upper limit. The more you record, the more your Hereafter avatar will know.
Yeah. And so, and does it learn as it goes along in the sense that the more you use it, the better it gets?
Not really. I wouldn't call it learning. It learns in the sense of you can teach it, you know, when you're in the process of creating it, if you're telling it new things that it's storing, it gains that information. But it's not, you know, I wouldn't say that it's becoming smarter somehow in its interactions with people.
And can you carry it on any device, or say, can you carry it on your phone, for instance?
You can access from your phone. You can, in the smart home area, we're Amazon Alexa only right now, but we're going to be Google Assistant before long. So, yeah, but we all have phones. So if you got a phone, you've got a way to access it.
Yeah. And presumably you started doing this because of your, as I mentioned in the introduction, your own experience with your father. And then when you had done that, you realized other people wanted this too.
Yeah, that's it. Like I did not have a commercial motivation, whatever. I did this because I was losing my father to lung cancer and I was recording his life story. And it was just sort of a coincidence that at that time I was also beginning work on a book about conversational AI. So, you know, sort of light bulb over the head, like, wait a minute, what if I took this information I'm gathering, learned how to make a chatbot where you could interact with it rather than just having it be inert. And yeah, I got so much satisfaction from that and started hearing from other people like, hey, could you do something like that for me? That I realized that this was a real opportunity for a company that would have great value.
Presumably when customers come to you, you know, you need a certain amount of time to be able to record everything that you need.
Yeah. And again, it's anywhere from, you know, 1 to 5 hours typically is the amount of time you need to spend.
This kind of technology, though, presumably it, as time goes on, now it mightn't be if, you know, if you've just recorded someone, that it's always going to be limited to a extent. But as time goes on, you know, in the next 10 or 20 years, will this kind of thing start to feel seamless and start to feel like you are actually having a conversation with someone?
It will definitely get better and better. Conversational AI, you know, despite what you may have seen in the movies, it's not a technology that it's just going to blow up overnight and suddenly become perfect or twice as perfect as it was the year before. But it is steadily improving. And, you know, the point of doing these interviews and recording the stories is, you know, then you've got the data. You know about someone's life. You know about their personality. What we can do with that down the road can go more and more sophisticated. But if you don't gather it in the first place, you're not going to have that opportunity.
Yes, indeed. It's a fascinating year. And do you, now obviously you're getting people approaching you who want to do this, but do you also get the, oh my God, that would freak me out kind of reaction from people?
To a degree, yeah. And generally, when people don't know so much about the product and they're imagining that we're creating some, you know, avatar that's 3D and it's appearing in your room and is being scary in that way. But regardless, you know, I'm respectful of people's views. If this is not for them, it's not for them.
Yeah. And how sick are you of hearing, this is like Black Mirror?
I can't tell you. That's very perceptive of you.
James, thank you very much for speaking with us today. The name's James's company is called Hereafter AI. The actual program is called A Dad Bot. Moncrief on News Talk.